Welcome back. You're with Public Address Radio's Communications Special. As we noted before the break, TVNZ this week announced that it has become the first broadcaster in Australasia to launch its own branded channel on YouTube, joining the BBC, public broadcasters all over Europe, and an array of major commercial brands. To talk about that deal and what comes next, we have TVNZ's Head of Emerging Business, Jason Paris. Jason, welcome. I guess the first question people are going to ask is, you've already got a website with video all over it. You've got a big resource, again, in TVNZ On Demand. Why do you need YouTube too?
Russell, we want to get the 1 million Kiwis that are overseas currently, and our current websites are mainly geo-domain protected, so the international audience can't access the content, mainly for rights issues. So we saw the YouTube partnership as an obvious extension of TVNZ On Demand, tvnz.co.nz, and it's obviously a pretty proven and popular portal for people to visit, so it's a step in the right direction for us.
Have you had that demand expressed by expats? Because I know that we got that through the forums on public address as well.
Yeah, very much so. So when we first kicked off On Demand, over 50% of the people who were visiting were from overseas. A lot of people out there want to catch up on Shortland Street or find out what's happening in the local news.
So what kind of content is going to go out on the YouTube channel? Will it be whole programs?
Yeah, there will be whole programs, but initially it'll be just the programs that TVNZ owns the rights to. So you're going to have a lot of things like Tangata Pacifica and Moon TV. You'll also have our One News. So it's going to be a real mix, but the content guys back at TVNZ are trying to really tailor the content to the specific YouTube audience. So it's a pretty targeted audience, probably a younger skewing than our traditional sites, and we'll just see how it goes over time and whether we need to change that.
Right, and so you're not necessarily subject to that 10-minute limit that ordinary members of the public using YouTube are?
No, the partnership means it's a true TV channel, and you can put up as much as you'd like. In fact, Google, you know, really want to get as much of our content up there as possible.
Yeah, now there is actually already quite a bit of your content up there on YouTube.
Yes.
What happens to all the TVNZ content that's been informally placed on YouTube? Are you going to be hard-nosed about that?
Oh, we're pretty relaxed, I think. It's all a bit of fun and games, and people trying to, you know, experiencing and showing their Kiwi culture and where they've come from. I suppose the only time we'd ever look at it a bit harder is if it was going to impact on our commercial or public performance. But I haven't seen anything on any site so far to cause us any great concern.
Now, the relationship will take another step in several months' time with a localised YouTube service with local ads. Are we talking about YouTube New Zealand, or do we share it with Australia?
We're going to share it with Australia as far as I'm aware. And although we're the first broadcaster to launch in Australasia, which is a good little win for us, there'll be other broadcasters out of Australia which will be launching pretty quickly. And when we do have a localised version, it'll be across Australasia with a few other broadcasting partners out of Australia.
Now, if there are going to be localised ads there, that's a revenue opportunity for you guys, isn't it?
It sure is. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. But obviously the first cab off the rank is just launching it and driving some traffic back to On Demand and getting some brand exposure, testing the waters with YouTube. But very much any area, launch into this area means that we want to see if there's a commercial opportunity for us as well as a public value opportunity. So we're looking forward to a revenue share with Google in the next few months.
Revenue shares seem to be the emerging model, you know, it's like for making advertising work, don't they?
They do. I think it's pretty much the internet's been established that people want content for free and they're prepared to watch a few ads to get it. Although On Demand, we've tried and tested a few models with, you know, transactional video on demand. We may look at a subscription model with an all-you-can-eat option later in the year, but my gut feel is that the ad-supported model is the way to go, and everyone I've been talking to internationally from ABC to Channel 4 look like they also believe that eventually the ad-supported model will win out.
Now, one thing the rest of us can do with stuff that's on YouTube is embed it in their own websites and actually present it that way. Will we be able to do that with the TVNZ content?
Yeah, we want to be able to do that. We want to first choose some selected partners, such as yourself, Russell, to enable that to happen, and then see how that goes. And we want to incentivize people by giving them a revenue share on that. We need to go through the commercial numbers, but that'll be happening in the next few months as well.
That's an interesting new model, isn't it? Sites like ours and a few others I can think of actually start to become distributors.
Exactly. It's about, I know it's a little bit cheesy, but it's about our strategy, inspiring New Zealanders on every screen. We want to get our content out as many places as possible so people can engage with it.
And it kind of proposes quite an interesting new role for a public broadcaster, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it's a new initiative for us. But I suppose it's a new role for a television company as well. You know, we finished our strategy work at the end of last year and realised that consumers now have control and we don't. And so although our core business will continue to be television, we need to start to put our content and make it available in many places, many more places. So this is just one initiative.
And you've also recently done a deal with Fairfax to have your video available through their newspaper websites. How's that going to work?
So it's going to be predominantly news content, and what will happen is if you see a traditional text story today on the Stuff website, you'll soon have a video link right beside that which you'll click on, and you'll have a small vignette or a 2-minute news clip from any of our news programs throughout the day which will be associated with that content. So you can quickly skim the text or you can get a bit more of an in-depth picture from the video content from One News.
So where are we heading with all this? You've got Freeview now as well, which is something we haven't even touched on, mm-hmm. Which has got two new channels coming in the next 9 months. You've mm-hmm. got all these other platforms. What's the TVNZ business going to look like over the next few years?
Hard to say. I don't even know what I'll be looking like in the next few years. So it's things are changing so quickly. We're just trying to place a few bets initially and see which business models work for us, see where we can drive some public value, where we can drive some commercial value for the company. But it's about talking to a lot of people. It's about partnering with people that maybe you saw as competitors 12 months ago and working with them, because we can't do it by ourselves. We're really strong in content, but not as strong in platform delivery and technology investment. So we need a lot of partners in that area to help us. And then if you're looking at a global scale, you know, the size of YouTube, pretty hard for us to compete initially with them. So we need to look at working with those partners to distribute our content as far and wide as possible.
Well, you've certainly been worth keeping an eye on this year.
Yes, we will be.
TVNZ's head of emerging business, Jason Paris. We should note that TV3 and C4 in particular is also making use of YouTube. It would seem that broadcasters are getting used to the idea of just letting go a little. After the break, we go mobile in India and meet Singapore's most famous blogger.